This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Patrick Johnson.
The Columbia Journalism Review had a story about a former reporter, 27-year-old Valeria Sistrunk, who has created, as she puts it, a tool to come and tell the truth. She asked friends to write reviews about their stations and news directors. Once she'd collected 10 posts, she went public. Her site, RateMyStation.com, launched in November 2017, and today it receives between 40,000 and 60,000 visitors per month. And this is very similar to the Rate My Professor site that perhaps one or both of you have received some reviews on.
I've turned up on it at a previous school where I taught as an adjunct for 12 years. It's an interesting site. It's something where basically mostly driven by students, it seems, and on their own intuition and initiative, they either vent what they don't like about a particular professor or extremely enjoy or love. But I think this is a really ingenious, a very smart way to help maybe keep our journalists in check when we're living in a world where we're questioning, you know, what is a legitimate journalistic service or not.
Yeah, and I've never actually turned up on Rate My Professor, so that means I guess nobody feels one way or the other about me.
I'm just kind of middle of the road.
But I think this site is such a good thing. It covers so many options, and so I did a little research into the site before coming here, and I've looked at Rate My Professor, and I used to use that when I was in undergrad all the time, and I know the barrier for entry for Rate My Professors is very low. You just, I think, have to have a college email address to be able to do that. I don't even know if you need that anymore. For Rate My Stations, it's actually way more intense to be able to post a review. You need to go through a survey, and you have to answer all of these questions. And then Sistrunk actually goes through and verifies each single review to make sure that they're legitimate, that it's not one person going on and posting multiple reviews to take down on the website. So I think she's doing a good job using her journalistic training in monitoring this website as well, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, because my concern with Rate My Professor is you could be an easy teacher. You could give A's to just about everyone, and people are going to love you on Rate My Professor, right? And if you have a clash with someone, a disagreement with a student, they could go on that site and say a lot of bad things about you that perhaps are not necessarily justifiable. And certainly that happens in newsrooms, too. There are clashes, there are egos, there are strong heads in newsrooms, and someone who decides they're upset with their news director could go on a site and say bad things that could hurt somebody's career potentially. And I think if we're going to get information out there about stations, and certainly there are stations that are perhaps very good to work for and stations that are not so good to work for. And it's great to get that information out there, again, as long as it is accurate and not just someone with a vendetta.
Yeah, and I think, you know, anytime you have any type of public reviewing system, you run that risk of people with vendettas, mm-hmm. right? Those are the people who tend to be most willing or wanting to post things, right? They want to see that harm. People who feel kind of average tend not to interact, right? So it's people who love or people who hate. But what I think is great about this site is when they do it, they actually have to fill out a survey. So they have to talk about what their salary was, who the news director was, what type of contract did they have to sign. And then it asks them specific questions as well about sexual harassment, racial discrimination, gender discrimination, and the overall work environment. So I think making people go through and have to answer specific questions is one way to help root that out, right? They're not just writing. It's not the Yelp for stations, right? You can't just go on and write whatever you want. There's certain things that you have to do. And like I said, they do get reused to make sure that it's not the same person with multiple email addresses. So I think one of the best things about this might not even be those negative or positive reviews, but just some of the basic stuff. You know, what kind of contract do you have to sign going into it? What is your salary, right? I know I get questions from students who are going into the industry now, and you know, they'll say, I got offered $20,000 to work at this station as a photographer. Is that normal? Is that average? Right? And in small markets, it sadly is. But this allows you to compare and see what comparable places are paying for the same job in a very easy way.
And perhaps Sis Drunk came up with some of those questions based on her own experiences, because the article in Columbia Journalism Review talks about some of the bad experiences she had. The first station she worked for, she had to do some pretty lousy assignments, although I think that's going to happen in just about for just about any starting journalist. You're not going to get the cream of the crop assignments necessarily all the time. And but then she went to a second job, and according to her, the news director there was kind of a jerk, and there were some problems there. So yeah, it is good that she asked those questions, I think, based on her own experiences.
And what a good point of reference this is, too. When in a day and age when journalism is scrutinized and questioned, I think this gives people a really kind of a legitimate kind of source that comes from real journalists, that is gauged by real journalists, to really see what this industry is about, what it's like, some of the issues that people face. I think it gives us just a good point of reference, if anything, because we need some clearing up of some preconceived notions and misdiagnoses and misconceptions about this industry in general.
Well, and I hope the site is naming names also, Patrick, because a good news director deserves to have that reputation no matter where he or she might move to. And I would say it's the same with someone who's kind of a jerk to their employees. Even if they move someplace, perhaps that reputation can follow them.
Yeah, so I know that it names the names of the station managers. I'm pretty sure anyone who writes the reviews, those remain anonymous. Right, because otherwise you wouldn't get the types of reviews for people wanting to actively work in here. But all the station managers are actively named, and I know you can search, I believe, by either the station ID or the station manager. So you can look if you're unsure or you have an interview and maybe you feel one way or the other about that person that you just interviewed with, you can look them up on here, or you can do your research ahead of time, once you get invited for an interview or you think about applying. And those information, that information should be available.
Yeah, it's difficult with any field, I'm sure, when you interview at someplace new, to really know the inside scoop about a particular business. Certainly true in broadcasting. Over the years, I've certainly gotten to know a lot of people, so I would know places I might want to work or not work if I were to move. But especially for someone new in the business, they're just not going to know. The example you gave, Patrick, of students asking questions all the time, they don't know people in the business, and maybe this is a way for them to learn a little bit of information before they make a big move someplace after graduation.
Oh, and what a helpful service when we're turning more to the internet for shopping for anything. As being a good consumer, I think we have to be very knowledgeable, good consumers of news. And so this is just another way by which the internet and social media perhaps can help us make some better decisions about who do we trust to get our journalism.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.